this concern. So this is a diagram that is from the RFP that shows the various phases of the larger planning process, and we're in phase one, and the green boxes are November. So we're, as Roger said, we're recapping study elements and a lot of the material that's been prepared to date, and then we're in the process of determining opportunities. So that'll be the material that'll be covered this evening. Again, as said, here's a recap of the task force, the last task force meeting. And then additional information will be provided, followed by the trends in botanical gardens, and then summary and next steps. So we're going to try to move quickly through the recap and the overview portions of the presentation, so that we can get to the trends in botanical gardens, which has a lot of additional and interesting information, we do believe. Okay, the last meeting we looked at benchmark facilities and some of the things that we took out of it, as at the bottom of these slides. The current dome's capture rates, which is within the range of other benchmark facilities, but the staffing is well below industry standards. Increased operating performance will require additional staff, low admission prices, and membership pricing. The last meeting, we presented demographics information on the market area. At that time, they did not include Racine as part of the resident market area. We had just the Milwaukee metro area. So in this this presentation and in the final report will be information that includes Racine within this defined market area. So again, going through this quickly, this slide shows Racine being in that remainder Milwaukee metro area and Racine in sense the tertiary market area. That addition adds about 200,000 additional residents in the tertiary market area. So it increases to a degree, but it's a total market area now, 1.7 million. The next series of slides I'll move through very quickly will just show what the now, with the additional resident market area, what the distribution of age groups is, what some of the young age groups are, younger age groups, 0 to 4, right up through 15, 17, what household incomes are. And for each of these slides, the ratios don't change much with the addition of that Racine market, but we just want to document this in the presentations, knowing that the full report will include this updated information and all the other information that had been presented. Now, new information that's added is a review of tourism markets. And as will be noted, the domes attract not only residents from those defined areas, but also tourists, which are, in this case, defined as people staying overnight or on touristic day trips, which typically means they reside outside of 50 miles in each direction. So tourists are two big groups, overnight and day trips. In total, there are 22.5 million. We'll go into those numbers a little bit next, but this is a big and important part of Milwaukee County's economy. These people are spending $3.45 billion. They support directly 32,000 jobs and have $231 million in tax receipts. When the economic multipliers are included, that is to say, some of that money brought in is re-spent within the county, that whole thing with economic multipliers, then you get to $5.25 billion in spending and 51,000 jobs directly or indirectly supported. And that, and Milwaukee County is continuing to grow a number of hotel rooms, and, you know, as a destination, it's increasing. Some of the reasons why we're focusing on this impact and this the importance of the of tourism is that the domes are part of the draw for tourism in Milwaukee County. So they're part of the that whole economic base of tourism in this area. And it is economic base because people from outside are bringing money and spending it here for the local economy. Very important.
Can I ask a question?
You bet.
Okay. So you know that because based on the Visit Milwaukee, they've got that data to justify or to that recognizes the domes as a contributor?
No, the zip codes of the visitors here are from locations outside of the resident market area.
Okay.
So they're coming here because they're from Illinois or the parts of Wisconsin.
Okay, but not
so
based on that previous slide where you've got numbers that show the economic impact that tourism has on Milwaukee County. It doesn't drill down to what are they coming for.
Well, there are data that indicate, and we'll see them next after this slide, why people are coming, and they're coming for reasons like the domes. Okay? So this just breaks down some of that big spend data that we just looked at, and the information from the marketing analysts who collected this is that each party, that is to say several people traveling together on domestic overnight trips, spend $324. You can see the different categories. And for day trips, it's $140 per travel party. Now, to answer your question, Mr. Darvill, the reasons why people are coming, and this is their primary trip purpose, maybe I can use this to highlight. Let's see. I don't know if anybody can see that little red dot, but over here, and you have it in your packet, visiting friends and relatives is the primary reason. Other reasons to come here are special events, and we have special events here. City trips, touring, theme parks, and so on. So the visiting friends and relatives is especially relevant because in many places, people go to travelers from outside go to the places with the friends and relatives that they meet. And so it's a typical pattern that you come visit and then you say, well, what is there to do? And so highlight type attractions are what draw the people. So here we have the waterfront, where lots of people clearly from out of town, you bring their friends and relatives there. But also, too, the domes are the kind of attraction that are the type that people from out of town would bring because they're highlights, they're very special, they're unique. So the survey data does not say the domes as a survey item, but the data indicates that the domes are the type of attraction that people would go to, and the zip codes are from out of town. Okay? And again, that emphasis on visiting friends and relatives means that planning for the future, making the domes work for residents, is a good way to make the domes work for tourists and so on, and bringing in those outside dollars. It's an important kind of concept as we move the domes forward. Okay, and these slides, I'm going to try to move through, you know, some of these fast because we have a lot of slides and we want to have time to, you know, talk about all these things. So don't mind the all these words because we tried to have a packet you could read and get this information as well as show them on the screen. But one of the key points is Milwaukee is a regional destination for education and cultural attractions. And so again, the setup that the dome, the situation that the domes are in is that they're in a location that's already attracting large numbers of people for just the sorts of experiences that the domes offers now and may offer even more so in the future. The last point about typically tourists seek high profile experiences is also an important point, because as the choices that the community makes about the future of the domes will have an impact on the extent to which they are more or less tourism attractions, because again, you have to get to a certain kind of impact or length of stay, or there are different ways to think about what it is a high profile experience in order to draw tourists. Okay. Now this is a very, very slight dense with numbers, but there was a question at the last task force meeting when we presented all those benchmark analyses, and again, all this other material that we presented will be in the full report, but there was a question about, well, where are the revenues coming from some of the comparables. So we did that research, and we see that all of the domes comparables or benchmark institutions receive a whole variety of revenues. That is to say, they earn revenue, they have memberships, they get contribution and grants. Many of them have endowments, they have fundraising events, but in addition, they have government funding. And so this is an important point as it relates to their governance. So whereas it's obviously quite logical that the domes is being, you know, a unit of the county government that receives, you know, government direct funding in addition to its earned revenues and membership and so on, but to support them, but that even those institutions that are private not-for-profit also have a relationship with their government entities that they receive funding from them. Another point I'd like to make is that this represents a combination of both the county's budget, which we'll look at in isolation, and the Friends budgets for 2015. Okay? So this is kind of recapping some of the points I just made. Another important point is that while I talked about the government sector a little bit, well, it should be clear that these comparables have a much higher ratio of private sector investment and ongoing support. Okay. Now, the following would be the items I'm going to cover in the overview of current domes operations. This is the...
Maybe we should take questions. Maybe we should take questions from the chat.